I'm Jack Hardwick. I've been studying chemistry at the University of Southampton.
Newly back from your project, where did you go and what did you do?
I was at McGill University in Montreal. I was working kind of a mixture of two areas. One was DNA nanotechnology and the other was single molecule spectroscopy.
What was the experience like?
Amazing, both academically and socially. I was very lucky to meet almost instantly an amazing group of people outside of chemistry, so I got some time off. And the lab were great too, and so I had a great time.
What were the two or three main highlights?
I would say, I mean, firstly, to work in that field, I was very lucky to get into it. That would certainly be one of the highlights. Secondly, the city itself was incredible. I hadn't really expected it to be so good. I didn't know anything about Montreal before I arrived. When I arrived, there was a jazz band playing the arrivals at the airport. There was the International Jazz Festival there. And then, there's a whole sort of area of the city specifically for festivals. And so, I mean, that was back to back in the summer because the winters are so harsh. They really make the most of the summers. It's beautiful, 30 degrees. And then I guess the third highlight would be just the people I met. Don't think I could have been luckier, really.
What made you want to come to Southampton to study in MChem?
It was mostly by chance. I hadn't done any A-level study. I'd done a bit of self-study for maths prior to being accepted. My girlfriend at the time actually found the foundation year, and so we both applied for that. And I was accepted on, which it was a biology, chemistry and mathematics foundation year. And I kind of already knew I wanted to do chemistry, but it helped reinforce that. So yeah, it was sort of by chance.
It was a big career change for you. What were you doing before?
Definitely. Well, originally I wanted to be a guitar teacher. So I studied music for a while and did some teaching. And then I worked sort of in advertising. I did an internship for a company that put music to films and commercials. And I really enjoyed that, but I also realised it wasn't my career choice, as it were, my optimum career. So I knew at some point I'd end up going into higher education.
And studying chemistry, it's a bit of a challenging subject. You found yourself at home, supported, it was a good experience?
I definitely agree with that. The foundation year really helped with the transition. It was a huge change, but Pam, Jean and Sue, the three teachers of biology, maths and chemistry, were so helpful. And I didn't even know how to take notes, basically. I wasn't the best student at secondary school, but yeah, and so that really helped the transition. And then, first year was very tricky because in 1 year I'd only studied a third of chemistry. And, most people having done 2 years of A-level, it was a real difficulty trying to catch up. But yeah, the facilities were great and I've definitely done so now. So.
And now the MChem almost over. What are you going to be doing in the future?
Absolutely a PhD. It's just a matter of where. I've got some interesting options and just have to make the best decision, I think.
So you'd recommend other young people wanting to study chemistry think about a placement? This is a good thing to do, is it?
Definitely. I hadn't initially been enrolled on the placement course and through just good luck I managed to switch, and it's been one of the highlights of my degree, definitely. And I'd highly recommend anyone to do so. And you can enrol on the placement course first and then switch off it very easily. It's much harder to switch back on, and I had several friends who encountered that difficulty, so I'd highly recommend people to enrol in the placement course first before starting.